Moments that we remember are the ones that we really feel that emotion.
Hello, and welcome to the Million Dollar Speaker Podcast. Hi, I'm Harvey Robinson. I'm the master speaker trainer, international speaker, three-time best-selling author, your podcast host, and the newest author of The Impact of One Voice. And I am here to talk about that here today. And I'm so excited to have one of my very, very special authors here, Anastasia Lover. So let me introduce her and her chapter today. So Anastasia Lover is a best-selling author, motivational speaker, business coach, and success mentor. Being a sales veteran since 2005, Anastasia is passionate about sharing her knowledge of business development, success mindset, and client attraction. She is a mother, athlete, entrepreneur, and coach committed to her clients' success. After being born in communist Russia and facing a lot of adversity growing up, Anastasia has made it her mission to help entrepreneurs reach their highest potential. And her work has led her to speak on many stages across the country and help countless entrepreneurs, CEOs, and professionals grow successful businesses through elevating their sales confidence and skills. In her personal time, Anastasia loves spending time in nature, hiking, rock climbing, kicking butt in jiu-jitsu, but nothing beats spending time with her two beautiful children, which are her biggest accomplishments yet. And her chapter, she is here to talk all about self-contained freedom. So welcome, Anastasia.
Thank you so much, Arvi. I am so excited to be here to speak to your community and, you know, help share this message. So thank you for having me on.
Amen. And I am so thrilled that you are an author in this book, The Impact of One Voice. Your voice, your story, your message matters. And wow, what a story you have. I mean, I love how you start your chapter. You start it with, do you know the sound that water drops make? Right there, I'm already pulled in. I'm already intrigued. So you start your chapter when you are 5 years old in communist Russia. So take us back to that moment in your life and, you know, tell us what it was like growing up in communist Russia.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is that going back to 5 years old, 5, 6 years old, it's hard to always remember everything, right? Because we're so little, but the moments that we remember are the ones that we really feel that emotion. And though there's specific moments of my life that I remember that I don't even remember how old I was, maybe even one or two, but they were, it was so much emotion involved. And I remember just being there, you know, many times I would wake up from a nap and it's like, where did everybody go? And, you know, being in this cold little apartment, knowing that my parents went to go stand in line for food or water just to bring it home, every day was a struggle. And for me, obviously being so young, I didn't really realize the magnitude of what my parents and my grandparents and the people around us just had to face just to get through the day, how difficult things were, just, you know, basic survival. But what I do remember is just the feeling of, if I can call it grayness, right? If grayness is a feeling, that's what it was. Just the energy of, you know, sadness and fear and oppression and uncertainty and just lack, right? A lack of resources. And I still to this day remember that feeling.
And you know what I love about this chapter is it really hits home with all of us that we take those water drops for granted. We take everything we have. And here you were, I mean, you're younger than me, but you're in my lifetime. And for you to be on the other side of the world and not even know what it's like to go to your sink and have water. And yet here in America, we're drinking bottled water. We're not even turning on our sinks, right? We're wasting our water. I mean, it's just heart opening that you had to get it from distribution trucks and what you were rationed. And I mean, oh my goodness. So then you go on. I love the vulnerability of you sharing that. And it's just kind of a wake-up call for all of us. And I know you dreamed of, you know, freedom and travel and helping others. And then you go into your chapter where you talk about you came to America. Mm-hmm. But you don't really talk too much about that in your chapter. So I want to know, like, what age were you? Why America? Were you? I mean, you didn't have TVs, did you? I mean, tell us a little, I'm like curious. How did that come about?
Yeah, so this is a very interesting story. So communism ended around 1991. Okay. And our family went from not having anything to all of a sudden having a lot. And this was still in Russia. It wasn't a lot compared to American standards, but it was considered a lot. And I didn't really know what was happening. But from my understanding, my dad started getting involved with some organization. And obviously the mafia was involved. And so when I was 11 years old, we had to flee to America. Now, I didn't even know I was coming to America until I was at the airport.
Okay.
When the guy that was checking the passports, we thought we were going to visit my grandparents. And so that's what my mom told me. I wasn't allowed to say goodbye to anybody. I didn't say goodbye to my grandparents on my dad's side that were living in the same city as us. And that's what we thought. Now, when we came to the airport, the guy that was checking the passport said, "Oh, you're going to America." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And that's when my life just flipped upside down, because we literally had to flee and nobody could know where we were going. Otherwise, we could have been stopped and our family could have been killed.
Of course.
That was my story.
That's why. And I think that's a story for the second volume, because I want to hear all about that. Why you flee, that's probably not right now, but why you had to flee and all that. But for now, we'll just be satisfied with you were 11 when you came to America. So when you stepped off that plane into the U.S. soil, something that we all take for granted here, being born here, what was it like?
You know, it was like a ray of sunshine just shone upon me. And I'm a very emotional person. I'm an empath. So I really noticed the difference in the energy and the feelings, right? It was almost like this feeling of obviously freedom, feeling of ease, feeling of just happiness, looking at the people around me. You know, people were just happy going about their day. They didn't have this constant worry over their shoulders, and you could feel it in the air. So, you know, being in America, this was a completely different life for me, a completely different lifestyle that I had to adjust to within right away, right? Within the day, within the week of arriving here, I went to school. I didn't speak any English, so I had to make all new friends. And I think what really, looking back at my childhood, the moment that I really remember as being the defining moment that kind of shaped my life and really gave me a sense of what my future was going to be and what the freedom in America was all about was when I was 15 years old. So this was a few years after I came. My parents were going through a divorce at that time, and my mom was dating this guy, and it was a Friday afternoon, and he came home and he said, "Anastasia, would you like to go to a seminar?" Now, I had no idea what a motivational seminar was. Obviously, right. Didn't have those in Russia.
Right. And you were 15 at the time, which is so young to go to one anyway.
Yeah, I was 15. And so I said, "Sure, I don't really have anything else to do on the Friday afternoon." So little did I know, it was a Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within seminar.
Awesome!
Yes. And of course, the first day I had to walk on fire. So
right, you did the UPW. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, and just being in that room of thousands of people crying, you know, getting in touch with their emotions, getting in touch with their potential, mostly corporate people. And there I was, this young 15-year-old, but I saw this man on stage, this giant, right? I didn't know who he was at that time. And the amount of impact that he was able to make with people just through his words. And, you know, growing up, like, looking back on my days in Russia, even though I was living in this really restrictive society, I always felt like there was this rebel growing inside of me, even though I wasn't able to unleash it at that point.
Right.
There was this rebel that was like, you know, I need to fight for what's right. I need to fight for justice. I need to stand up for people. I need to help people. So that was my first time actually seeing that in action. And that's when I made the decision that that's what I want to do. I want to help people get them out of their limitations, transform their lives. And that really, I mean, that single moment at 15 kind of shaped my future of why I do the work that I do today.
I love it. And you know what, Anastasia, you kept learning. You didn't stop there at Tony Robbins. That was the first one. And what a great seminar to go to. But you and I met at a seminar, right? Yeah. And it was an NLP seminar. So, I mean, how many years ago was that? That was
like over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. So you're still learning. One of the things I wanted to read from your book that really, your chapter that really stood out for me was when you said, my story led me to my life's purpose of helping those like me, the freedom seekers, and I underline that, the freedom seekers, the rebels, right? And ones who will never settle for a handout and insist on shaping their own destiny. I love that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and that really touches my heart. Even when you read it back to me, I know I wrote it, but it's like, oh, it touches my heart.
It touched mine.
Yeah. And that was really the reason for me writing the chapter and why I call it self-contained freedom. Because when you think about the term self-contained freedom, you're like, well, what does that mean? Right. It's like an oxymoron. How could those two even be in a sentence? Right. Well, if you look up the definition of self-contained, what it means is having everything that you need already inside of you, right? Being complete, being independent, not depending on anything or anyone. And that to me is what freedom ultimately means, right? To be truly free is to not need anything or anyone to be able to make you happy, to help you create the life that you want. And, you know, growing up in Russia, obviously that was the very opposite. People were told what they can have, what they can't have, what they're worth. Doesn't matter what you do for a living, you're going to get a certain amount of money. And so there was no freedom at all. And so what I find is that even though today we're living in the society of freedom in America, where we have all the resources at our fingertips, yet sometimes we can be our biggest oppressors, right? We can be our own dictators more people experience this than not, where, you know, we tell ourselves what we're capable of, what we can't have, what we're worth. And we put ourselves into this box, into this prison almost, that we're kind of forcing ourselves to live in, and not really truly experiencing the freedom that we can have. And, you know, again, self-contained, meaning that every single one of us that has the potential to create the life that we want, to live out our dreams, whether it be a billionaire entrepreneur or live out of a van for the next 6 months.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing I love about your chapter is you give people the roadmap. Now, you don't have to give them the roadmap here because we want them to read your chapter, but you actually go into step-by-step how someone, you know, can find their own self-contained freedom. So is there any part of that that you want to talk about?
I do. And this, you know, when we think about, you know, obviously my mission is to help people start a business, right? Become entrepreneurs, or even if it's just a side hustle or a passion project or something that's going to give you that fulfillment and make the impact that you want to make. We all have that capability. And many of us think that we need to be these really smart people with a ton of business skills or business degrees and experience. And you don't need any of that, because every single one of us has something that somebody is willing to pay for. Maybe it's something, maybe it's a story of overcoming. Maybe it's a certain quality that other people wish they would have. And by following a certain strategy, you can actually kind of reverse engineer and teach that to other people, help them overcome whatever struggles that they're going through, because that's something that you've already overcome. So every single person, it doesn't matter who you are capable of making impact, starting a business, starting a passion project. And so that's really the belief that I kind of want to help people understand, is that you don't need any of those business skills or degrees or, you know, any of that stuff to really live the life that you want, to make money on the side or full time.
You're enough. You're saying we are enough. So what, when you sat down to write this chapter, Anastasia, what impact were you hoping that your readers would have?
I really want everybody who's reading my chapter to understand that they have a value inside of them. And I call that your gold, right? You have gold inside of you. Now, whether you realize this or not, you have something inside of you, or in your story, or in your, you know, something that you went through,
right,
that can help other people. And I think if all of us stop focusing on our own limitations and our own problems and being stuck in our own box, and start to think in terms of contribution, right? Tony Robbins talks about the six human needs, and the highest one is contribution. Mm-hmm. We can really make the world a better place. And we can do this while fulfilling ourselves, right? While fulfilling ourselves, while creating more success in our lives for ourselves, for the people that we love, and passing that on and contributing to others. I think that's what's going to kind of help through all the craziness going on in the world. That's what's going to help us evolve as humans.
Absolutely.
And just make the world a better place.
Absolutely. Now, you have a free gift for our listeners today. What is your free gift, and how do they get it?
Well, so my gift is really, I have a community.
Okay.
It's a Facebook group. It's a Facebook community. And in that community, my goal is really to build collaboration, to help people, especially if you're just starting out, or if you're thinking of starting out a business and you want to connect with other heart-centered entrepreneurs that can help inspire you, empower you, that can maybe form collaborations together that you can help each other grow. My gift is really for you to join my community. And every week I do live trainings. And it really is, like I said, my mission is really to help ignite that fire inside of you, that anything that you want is possible. And all you have to do is just take the little action steps. It doesn't have to be big leaps, but something as simple as joining a collaborative Facebook group could be that first step to igniting that fire.
Excellent. And how do they go about joining your community? How do they?
Yeah, so we'll drop a link, my social media link in the chat, or wherever you want to drop it, RV.
And in the show notes, yes.
Yes, it'll be in there.
It'll be in the show notes. But in the meantime, if someone can't wait, can they just go and find you on Facebook and then find what groups you belong to and join you that way?
Absolutely. So find me on Facebook, Anastasia Lover, message me. I'll give you the link to the group, or you can even look for Heart-Centered Entrepreneurs. That's the name of my group. And I would love to have you there.
Heart-Centered Entrepreneurs. Perfect. All right. Well, our time is up for today, Anastasia. It's been such a joy to have you. What are any last words that you want to leave our listeners before we end today?
The last words I want to leave you with is just know that you are enough. Know that you have all the resources. You don't need to get out there and, you know, look for anything else other than what you already have inside of you. You already have everything that you want and need to create the life and the freedom that you've always wanted. So start looking inside first.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I love how you said there's gold inside of each and every one of us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's our call for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and come back next week for more. Bye for now.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Million Dollar Speaker Podcast. Please hop on over to iTunes and leave us a review, and feel free to share our channel with your friends and family. Also, you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn. We would love to hear from you. And remember, you are one step closer to becoming a million-dollar speaker.